Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. The first five Mishnayos of Perek Zayin go through different cases of two different courtyards which are next to each other, and whether they are considered to be one joint courtyard, such that they need to make one Erev Chatzeris together, and if one member is not part of it, then none of them can carry, or whether they are considered to be separate courtyards, such that they need to make Erev Chatzeris individually, separately, and they cannot make one together, so they'll never be able to carry from one courtyard to the other one. They'll be able to carry inside that own courtyard and from the houses into the courtyard, but not from one courtyard into the other courtyard. And then there's also going to be some cases in the middle where we have two courtyards, and they're considered two courtyards, but they are also right next to each other and somewhat joined together. And in such a case, they can choose to either make two separate Erev Chatzeris for them to be able to carry in the courtyards, but not from one courtyard to the other. But if they want to, they can actually make an Erev Chatzeris jointly together, and that way they'll even be able to carry from one courtyard into the other. So the first case involves chalon shbein shtei chatzeros, a window which is in between two courtyards. So there are clearly two courtyards over here, but there's a window which is in between them. Arba al arba, it's at least 4x4 tefachim, so that's considered already an opening into the other courtyard. And b'sei chasara, part of the window at least, is within 10 tefachim from the ground. So it's an opening to the other courtyard, and it's very accessible. It's likely that they would often use that window to pass things from one courtyard to the other. So does that halachically join the courtyards together? Says the Mishnah, Ma'arvin Shnayim, they can definitely make two separate Eruvin, meaning they can consider them as separate courtyards. So if a member of one of the courtyards forgets to be part of the Erev Chatzeris, that has no effect on the other courtyard. But as well as that, Ve'im Rotzu, if they wanted to, Ma'arvin Echad, they can make one Erev Chatzeris between all of them, and that way they will be able to pass things from one courtyard to the other on Shabbos. However, pochas me'arba al arba'a, if the window is smaller than 4x4 tefachim, oylemala me'asara, or if the entire window is above 10 tefachim from the ground, so then it becomes less practical to use the window to pass things from one side of the courtyard to the other. And if it's less than 4x4 tefachim, then it's not even considered to be a real opening to the next courtyard. So in that case, ma'arvin shnayin, they have to make two Erev Chatzeris separately, the a ma'arvin echad, and they cannot make one joint one, because since they are considered to be totally separate courtyards, they'll never be able to carry from one courtyard to the other. Of course, if they're part of a Shittuv Mavoyos, then it might be different. But we're discussing a case where there is no Shittuv Mavoyos.